The World This Week. Business. Markets responded positively to Donald Trump's victory in America's election. The dollar soared, rising by the most in a day against a basket of currencies for 2 years. The Mexican peso and the Chinese yuan tumbled amid fears of higher tariffs and more trade protectionism. The Trump trade also lifted stock markets. The biggest winners were companies thought to be favored by Mr. Trump. Tesla's stock jumped, as did shares in banks, which will profit from Mr. Trump's promise to overhaul America's regulatory agencies. He has said he will fire the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Bitcoin surged to almost $75,000, beating its previous record in March. Mr. Trump wants to make America the crypto capital of the planet. An 8-week strike by Boeing's West Coast workers came to an end after they voted to accept a new contract, which includes a 38% pay increase spread over 4 years and improved pension contributions. By some estimates, the strike cost Boeing around $100 million a day in lost revenue. The company recently raised $21 billion in equity markets. Apple's annual report conceded that its future products may not be as profitable as the iPhone, as it invests billions in artificial intelligence-based services. Meanwhile, speculation mounted that Apple is set to be fined by the European Union's competition regulator for its restrictions at its App Store, which would make it the first tech company to be fined under the EU's Digital Markets Act. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway reduced its stake in Apple further. It now has a $70 billion holding in the company, down from $178 billion in 2023. After the sale of this and other stock, Berkshire is now sitting on a cash pile of $325 billion, its largest ever. Nvidia replaced Intel on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, a stock market index of 30 blue-chip companies. Intel, which joined the Dow in 1999, has seen its share price fall by 50% this year, and it recently reported a $16.6 billion quarterly loss. Nvidia stock is up by 190% on record revenues, and it has surpassed Apple to become the world's most valuable company. Meanwhile, Palantir, a software firm and another winner in the AI boom, raised its annual revenue forecast again, which pushed its stock up by 35% over 3 days. Saudi Aramco booked a third quarter net profit of $27.6 billion, down from $32.6 billion a year earlier. The Saudi state-controlled oil giant pays out a quarterly dividend of $31 billion, almost all of which goes to the government. Other oil companies have also reported smaller quarterly profits on weaker oil prices and smaller refining margins. Chevron's plunged by 31% to $4.5 billion, and ExxonMobil's fell by 2% to $8.6 billion. OPEC Plus made another attempt to try to lift oil prices when it delayed until the end of the year a scheme to raise output. It had planned to increase production by 180,000 barrels a day by December. Oil prices have fallen this year amid forecasts of lower global demand, especially in China. Prices rose after OPEC Plus made its announcement, but then fell back again. UniCredit, an Italian bank that wants to take over Commerzbank, Germany's second biggest lender, reported a higher quarterly net profit and lifted its profit forecast for the year. Andrea Orcel, the chief executive of UniCredit, said his bank would decide within a year whether to pursue a full takeover, which is fiercely resisted in Germany. China advanced its complaint against the World Trade Organization against the EU's imposition of stiff tariffs on Chinese-made electric vehicles. The EU says that unfair state aid to Chinese carmakers is undercutting their European rivals, but in its complaint, China argues that the new levies are protectionist and an abuse of trade remedies. Uniper, which was Europe's biggest importer of Russian natural gas until the invasion of Ukraine brought it to the brink of collapse, said it had started to repay the bailout it received from the German government. In 2022, the German state nationalized Uniper with a 13.5 billion euro or $14.5 billion rescue package after Russia cut its gas supplies to Europe. Tech employees at the New York Times went on strike, threatening to disrupt the newspaper's online coverage of election results. The 600-strong workforce of software engineers, data analysts, and product managers is in a long-running dispute with management over pay and conditions, including remote working. The Grey Lady put a robust plan in place to cope with the walkout, and in the end, its famous needle was able to forecast the election results. Workers say the company now needs to move the needle on negotiations.